This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you here on 96.5 The Fam. Damn, glad to have you. Somebody says, Dusty, I'm with you. How about the crunchies from Long John Silver's?
Yeah,
you
better believe it. Those,
oh,
man.
You better believe it. Just soak them in malt vinegar. And
they
just
sell get them, don't they?
I wish. And then somebody brought this up. Two things from Culver's. Boom Boom Sauce, I'm unaware. Didn't know that was
what
a thing.
What is Boom Boom Sauce? Did they serve that at the Hawk and Lawrence?
Mm-hmm. In a Boom Boom Room.
That's right.
Once saw Sasha Khan there with a woman on each arm.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's go back in my room. I am the center for the Kansas Jayhawks.
Did you see a Kansas Jayhawk won the Boston Marathon yesterday?
Set a record, didn't
you? Yeah, cool. How awesome is that?
That's sick. Set the record.
I was watching the coverage on WCVB in Boston because I just like watching the marathon coverage. Mm-hmm. I like Patriots Day. My wife runs the marathons. I'd like her to run Boston, but that's a hard one, right? And they're doing the marathon coverage, and they got the local news involved, and they were talking about how you got to hydrate after a marathon. Mm-hmm. It's important to hydrate
and
after
pasta.
You run a marathon. Before. It's important to hydrate after you run a marathon. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Local news
in a nutshell right here. And what do we have on this morning? It's important to wear the right shoes because they can detect diseases
Souls.
Or something.
Yeah. And then two different text numbers on one topic. They said that we have to do this.
Okay.
That you're supposed to get the cheese curds from Culver's and a side of caramel sauce.
Okay.
And
all
dip
right.
them in there.
All right. Wow.
One person says it's like French toast. The other person said it tastes like funnel cake.
Oh, I'm so in. Yes.
How does the cheese kind of parlay itself into that? Like, I get the fried and the caramel like that.
That's easy.
But
yeah.
What does the cheese add to that top, right? Like, I'm just trying to imagine that flavor, right?
I feel like that savory, that texture, the gooey cheese with the caramel. I don't know. It could be really good.
Two different people have texted it. Yeah. So this is good.
Yeah, this is a thing.
Okay. Somebody says horseradish sauce and Culver's cheese curds.
Ooh,
I'm there.
Like the
I'm
Wendy's there. Horsey sauce and the cheese curds? That sounds really good.
I think that's Arby's.
Did I say Wendy's? Ooh. Yeah, Arby's. Yeah. Whatever it is. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Speaking of good stuff, you're playing a really bad team from Colorado tonight as you start a 3-game series where you should absolutely dominate the two pitchers for the Colorado Rockies in the second and third game, carrying ERA of 7.5 or higher. Tonight, you get Chris Bubich. Bubalicious is on the mound. For the Kansas City Royals. This offense has been putrid. It's been bad. It's losing interest with the entire city because everybody wants to know who's getting picked at 31 by the other team in the same parking lot. And I think that when you look at this game tonight and you look at this series against the Rockies and you see what the Royals can do, what they have.
Thank you, Mac. I am ready to talk NBA, baby. Let's do this. Knicks and Pistons tied at one game apiece. Clippers and Nuggets tied at one game apiece.
LeBron is
flopping out there. We got Steph Curry draining threes. Let's go. The NBA is fantastic.
I think Bob's got the blinds open.
Something.
Whoa.
I put it on last night.
Whoa.
Bob's a watcher now.
There was a guy that I saw.
On a Tuesday.
The Yankee game got out of hand. The Padre game got out of hand. The Mets-Phillies game never got real interesting.
Basketball.
So I'm like, the Knicks and Pistons are playing. Let me put it on.
Red Sox were in the fifth inning by the time we left yesterday.
I know, which is great.
Marathon game.
Marathon
I didn't think
day.
About it.
Yeah. And so
more games at 10 a.m. MLB.
Yes, see, it didn't take you long to adopt this schedule at all.
More games at 10 a.m. Could you imagine leaving work, going to the K at 10 and being in the second inning?
Oh, it'd be outstanding. It'd be so good. Like
it's
games
hot.
Like that, you know, you do a Friday at 1 or Friday at 3, I think, and home game should be either 1 or 3 on a Friday. And then you should have at least one of those like random just strange times, make it a big deal. Like on, I don't know, August 16th or then September 13th when they moved to 119th and all, you do like 913 day or 816 day where the game's like 10 a.m. and, you know, you kind of have that celebration. But I was watching the game for a brief second last night.
Basketball. You watched the NBA on TV last night?
Well, I turned it on with five seconds to go.
Don't retreat. Watched the NBA.
I turned it on with 5.6 seconds to go in the first quarter, and I turned it off with 1.4 seconds to go in the first quarter. I'm not lying.
What's longer, Bob's NBA viewing or his Tuesday night session?
My session is much longer. Yeah.
All right, Mac.
And then I saw a guy that plays for one of the teams, the NBA player. His name is Cam Payne.
Cam Payne. Yes.
And I was out on that one. You named your kid Cam Payne.
It's better than naming your kid Mo Cheeks.
Maurice Cheeks was the best, man. That guy could play back in the day.
And there's Cheeks clapping after that three. What?
Maurice Cheeks is a great basketball player.
You had
player.
Me excited. I thought you really watched some of this game.
I told you, I put it on with 5.6 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Damn it.
And I turned it off with 1.4 to go. They fouled. They went to the line. I lost interest, and Schwarber was up for the Phillies.
Well, Castellanos wasn't hitting home runs because the Pope died. He was smashing it uncrustable. Yeah. All right, Mac, let's go. NBA, baby. Let's talk
so
about it.
So, campaign. If your name is Payne, you can't name your kid Cameron. You just can't.
Or Max.
Campaign has been around the hay. Chill. Oh, you said Max. Okay, good.
Max. Awesome.
No, X.
M-A-X. Max Payne.
Formerly known as Twitter.
Twitter Payne. Your name is Payne. You can't go by Cam. Campaign.
And he kind of looks like Sid the Sloth as well. Knicks taking the L last night, your New York Knicks. They were down like 8-10 the whole game. They were able to come back.
The second that I saw, they were down a few points.
They were down a few points then as well. Jalen Brunson hits a few big shots. Things that happen in the NBA playoffs or in sports playoffs in general, right? Guys get to the forefront of your mind. They get to the forefront of national media. They get, that's a household name now.
You get paid in the playoffs.
Yes, exactly, right? Cade Cunningham has been a good player for the past two seasons, but he's on the Detroit Pistons, so who really cares who's watching the Pistons? They haven't made the playoffs. Boom, they're in the playoffs, and boom, they have a chance to beat one of the bigger franchises in the NBA and in all of sports. Cade Cunningham is becoming a household name, so that's one storyline here for him.
The NBA, though, needs the Knicks to win. They really do. They need the Knicks to win. You need Knicks-Celtics in the second round for people to be interested in that. That will be huge. I mean,
100%.
The Knicks make the NBA better. I don't know if there's another team in another sport that makes a league so much better than the Knicks do for the NBA. Is that hyperbolic, Bob? Is that growing up in New Jersey and watching the Knicks in the 90s and realizing how powerful that brand was when they were good? But I can't think of another sport where a certain team has to be good to make the league that much better.
My dream Final Four in the NBA would be Lakers and Warriors in the Western Conference Finals and Knicks Celtics in the Eastern Conference.
Can you have Clippers and Lakers in the Western? But you can't have Knicks Celtics, though, in the Eastern Conference Finals. No, that does suck.
Yeah, that does suck.
That does suck because the NBA is good with Boston and involved too. Can you guys think of another sport or another team where that league is better when that team is good?
Like the Steelers, maybe?
But the NFL is kind of untouchable.
Yeah. Is the NFL better when Dallas is good? Because then we all wait for them to lose it in the playoffs?
No, 37 million people watched them play the Giants on Thanksgiving.
It's true. Yeah, it doesn't really.
I think when the Yankees are good, baseball
Yankees
is better.
Are good. Yep, that's another one. New York teams, that's a fair point. Yeah.
Even though you hate them, it's like, it's New York. Look at the World Series. Dodgers-Yankees last year. Highest watching World Series.
In decades.
And then tonight we get three games, two that overlap each other.
Yeah, and this is what's so stupid. The NBA needs to work on this. Okay. So last night was Clippers-Nuggets. I'm up past my bedtime, 11 o'clock. There's 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Hey, if that guy would have come to your door at 9:22 trying to sell something, you'd have answered.
I would have been livid. But no, I was...
I've seen that face, too.
I was, Yeah, it happens sometimes. I try and keep it, you know. But
bites his teeth.
11 o'clock, 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I'm just like, cool, I got to go to bed. Got to go to sleep. I'm missing this awesome game that was a nail-biter. Kawhi ends up winning it with almost 40 points. They win by three. They beat the Nuggets. But tonight...
That's just the way it's going to be, though, in the early rounds of these playoffs. You have to, like, I mean, that's, it is what it is, right, when you're hosting these games on the West Coast.
Like Dusty said yesterday, can we start at 8?
Yeah.
Which would be 6 o'clock on the West Coast.
That's fine.
I don't care about
that's
the West
fine.
Coast.
That's good.
I'm thinking like a TV executive is on this because that's all that matters. I mean, they're taking these games away from regional TV because they want them on the national network. So.
And it's that Voldemort-looking commissioner that ruins everything.
Show me.
I mean, I sent you guys that story with college football. They're talking about seeding the college football playoff now based on TV ratings, guys.
Sucks.
Take off your turban. I want
to
see
so,
his face.
So to answer your question, no.
So then how does this happen? So Grizzlies Thunder are on at 6:30. Pacers Bucks are on at 6. Why are Grizzlies Thunder the TNT game? Is that just scheduling? Because that's the crappiest series in the first round.
Yeah, Grizzlies Thunder, where should that game be?
NBA TV at 6 o'clock where Pacers Bucks is. I want to watch Pacers Bucks tonight. Well, Damian Lillard might
try to drive you to that channel maybe.
I think you also have to look at Ja selling. I mean, that's
John Morant's
he's
great.
The face of the league. What's SGA. He going to do?
The Thunder are awesome.
I mean, as long as you don't zoom in and listen to the audio that Anthony Edwards was telling the Lakers fans.
Oh, my God. Anthony Edwards. Like, what's going to come of that?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
nothing.
Well, you don't think so?
I don't think so.
I mean that's a horrible look for this league.
It is.
Anthony
Edwards. Been a horrible look for this
league. Yeah, he's not a good guy.
Right.
He is worse than this league than is Ja Morant, but no one else would think that because of the way he is portrayed online.
Yeah.
But, I truly believe that.
No, it's true. I mean, you can see with Dusty, you know. I mean, but...
Yeah.
No, it's bad.
I mean, Anthony Edwards grabbing his member, telling a Laker fan to, I mean...
No, he said it was bigger than his.
Oh, big. That's right. Bigger, yeah. That's right. Grabbing his member and doing that in front of the scorer's table.
Yeah.
And we've got it on video. Like, there's got to be discipline for that.
Yeah, Baltimore's definitely going to send him a check. Let me see your bank account.
I mean, there has to be discipline for that. Like that, you want to talk about like what is a bad look for the league? Like the NFL always talks about like a black eye for the shield and whatnot. Anthony Edwards doing that last night is just totally unacceptable.
Yeah, there's crude text messages that have been released between him and a woman that he had intercourse with and all of those sorts of, it's just like, it's not a good look.
It's getting to the point like they wanted this guy to be like the young Jordan and 100%. All this kind of stuff. And since that, it's been nothing but just a bleep show for this guy. Like, you just can't do that kind of stuff. And I'm not a prude individual.
No,
you know, 48, you're an old man. That's one of those things like, how do you grow the game? Not that way.
No. We're a brand, dude.
Yeah. Sounds like, could you imagine an NFL player doing something like that? How quickly Roger Goodell would be there shutting that guy down?
I mean, Travis Kelce rolled dice and got a fine.
Yes.
So, nice. Let it be stood. Sounds like somebody might have a Richard of the Week. No pun intended.